ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Secretary of State Marco Rubio at a Southeast Asian summit in Malaysia, commenting briefly on the talks he's held with China's foreign minister, admitting tariffs are a big part of the conversation these days.
We acknowledged, you know, there are some issues that are going to be, we have to work through, not just beyond trade, but others. But I thought it was a very constructive and positive meeting and gave us a lot to work on.
Back in Washington, hundreds of State Department employees are getting notices they'll be losing their jobs, part of a reorganization of the department. Today, President Trump visits Central Texas, where more than 160 people are still missing from flooding a week ago. A federal judge in New Hampshire has issued a ruling pausing President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship from taking effect anywhere in the United States. What it means is that the birthright issue will likely once again end up before the U.S. Supreme Court. Immigration raid at a California farm. Masked agents lining immigrants up against a wall, detaining at least one of them. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents approves a tuition increase. The roughly 5% increase amounts to $500 or less per campus for in-state undergraduates and starts this fall. Comes after the state budget deal included a $256 million increase in funding for the UW system. March trial dates have been set in a Douglas County homicide. 31-year-old Aaron Donald Johnson is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and related counts in the October 2024 shooting death of 41-year-old Derek Walczak of Duluth. The victim's body was found in a garage in Superior. Flags fly at half staff across the state today in honor of Milwaukee police officer Kendall Corder. Corder was responding to a shots fired call in Milwaukee when he was shot and killed. Governor Tony Evers previously ordered flags to half staff immediately following Corder's death until July 1st.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM. City weather.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Our high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, thunderstorms, some locally heavy rain, our low 68. Tomorrow, scattered showers, thundershowers early, clearing in the afternoon with a high right around 82. Does your potty need a remodel? Get the bathroom of your dreams for only $99 a month interest free at BCI Bath and Shower. Call today 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Good Friday morning. Dave Grant joining you. It is 6:02. Excited to be with all of you. And yes, it's Friday. That's a good thing as well. The weekend's almost here. A little bit of a wet weather forecast, but we'll get through it together. Here's Rod Stewart, Young Turks on Max FM.
Reedsburg's Maximum Hits.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant, 6:11 on Friday morning. Happy Friday, everyone. It's great to be out and about already this morning. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. This morning, there's a little bit of patchy fog in the Max FM listening area. It will be mostly cloudy to start your day. We do have a chance to shower some thunderstorms this afternoon. Light winds today, a high right around 80 degrees. Tonight, shower and thunderstorm chances continue with a low of 68. Saturday, a chance showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny, a high of 82. On Sunday, sunny with a high of 83. Currently 66 degrees, a little bit of fog and cloudy outside the Max FM studios this morning. You know, it was not a bad day yesterday. We did have a little bit of rain come through while we were broadcasting live at the Sauk County Fair. Rhonda and I were able to get everything kind of covered up. We were able to continue on, so we were very happy about that. Aaron got there right as the rain was stopping, and unfortunately he did get wet in the process of getting there, but we did get in, no one melted, and then the rain pretty much held off until we were done with our broadcast. So definitely happy about that last night. We are keeping tabs on the weather today. Our plan is to broadcast live starting at 3 p.m. at the Saucony Fairgrounds, provided we are not seeing a major rainfall and or lightning. So if we do have lightning, unfortunately, we cannot be broadcasting live from there. So our plan is to be there. If not, we're going to broadcast live from the studio starting at 3 p.m. Rhonda will be with me from 3 to 5, and then the one and only Miss Wendy will be on from 5 until, well, she's on until midnight. Who am I kidding? She'll be live with me from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., then she's got the 8 p.m. to midnight because Mace is on a much-deserved night off tonight. So, yeah, we're changing things up. So it'll be myself and then Emily and myself. Then we will have Jay in. Then it'll be myself and Rhonda, myself and Wendy, and then Wendy. So, yeah, Aaron is also off today. So, yeah, trying to keep track of everyone today and also remembering that I have to work again this afternoon. I was kind of laughing because we were in the Big Red Circus Wagon yesterday, and I was talking with Rhonda and I think at one point with Wendy, and I said, you know, it's a little bit weird doing the afternoons because it'd been a while since I've done those until the fair because I originally got my start out on Sunday afternoons and then Sunday nights and then filling in on weeknights or late afternoons for a month, and then I just kind of kept on doing that, and then obviously came here full-time in August and then was still doing nights and then eventually back over to mornings. And so, yeah, doing the afternoons, I'm like, oh yeah, timing and stuff, just trying to get in the swing of things, and everyone got a good chuckle out of that one yesterday as I'm going through. I'm like, oh yeah, I gotta remember this, remember that. And so yeah, we had a great time. We gave away some tickets to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers at the Crystal Grand, so that was fun that we were able to do that as well. Last night we gave away some tickets to other various events that are happening, and we will be doing that again tonight and on Saturday. Our plans for Saturday are to broadcast live from the Saucony Fairgrounds at 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. If the weather's clear, we'll probably get out there a little bit earlier as well, but we are just excited to be out there. We thank everyone that stopped by and said hi. Anyone that had the free Civic Media app installed on their mobile device got some Max FM swag, so that was kind of fun. We gave away tickets to the Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster last night. Also, we did our happy hour with Fireside Cabins, had $1 out drink coupon. So yeah, we're having a lot of fun with that. And then we do have our grand prize out there, the Badger State and Truckin' Show. We are giving away 2 pairs of tickets for that event on August 8th and 9th. So you have a chance to win some pretty cool swag and also get entered in some great drawings as well. We'll be talking about that all afternoon, and so stop out, say hi. We will also be telling you how you can win Red Hot Chili Piper tickets to the Crystal Grand starting at 3 p.m. So as a reminder, we are broadcasting live in the Big Red Circus Wagon. We're off the Washington Avenue entrance right over the left. You can't miss us, trust me. We do want to take a moment and say thank you to all of our broadcast sponsors, Circus World Museum, Baraboo State Bank, Badger State Truckin' Show. Again, that's August 8th and 9th at the Badger Steam and Gas Grounds. And this benefits Make-A-Wish and St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital and local children in need. Fireside Cabins, Handy Harry LLC. They built the steps to get in and out of that circus wagon. It's almost like we have a mini deck out there. So if you've not had a chance to see their work, stop by and take a look. Thank you to Handy Harry LLC for making those steps, getting everything leveled up so we can get safely in and out of that red circus wagon. We are so appreciative of that. Also, T&B Mini Acres Mobile Petting Zoo. Thank you to them. We have information about their petting zoo out there, and they have a sassy donkey. And then, yeah, we had a sassy Wendy last night as well, but that we'll save that until later on today. I know she's near me in the studio, so I'll behave for a little bit this morning. I'm surprised she isn't coming around the corner yet. If you hear me go silent, you know what happened. Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster, Iowa Waste Reduction Center, World Finance, Des Tech Arms, and again, Crystal Grand. And again, we'll have Red Hot Chili Piper tickets, and we are probably going to have some Sneaky Pete's tickets to Legacy Dinner Theater as well. So be listening after 5 o'clock or after 3 o'clock. What you need to do to win those tickets, we make it very easy as part of our fair broadcast. And we're having a great time. And make sure you have that free Civic Media app installed, because you show us the app, we'll show you the swag. Coming up, we'll look at sports and music by Tommy Two-Tone on Max FM.
The Bucks introduce Miles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, basketball. At the NBA Summer League in Las Vegas, the Bucks beat the Denver Nuggets last night, 90-89. The Bucks holding a press conference to officially introduce their new center, Miles Turner, picked up in free agency from the Pacers. GM John Horst, head coach Doc Rivers, taking questions for the first time since revamping the roster, waiving Damian Lillard and Brooke Lopez moving to the Clippers. Bobby Portis, who's been re-signed, was asked what would he tell Turner about joining the Bucks organization.
Finally found a home in Milwaukee where it's comfortable, winning culture, winning team. We always in the playoffs, always have a chance to win a championship, playing with great players, have a chance to, you know, build a legacy. All those things kind of just hit home for me.
Baseball, Brewers tonight against the Nationals in Milwaukee. Quinn Priester against Washington left-hander Mitchell Parker. The Nationals in last place in the NL East, 16 games behind the Phillies. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music, mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:21 on Friday morning. A little bit cloudy and a little bit of fog outside the Max FM studios this morning, and I've got some supervision. Stout is hanging out with me all morning long in the studio. Now he's just staring at me. I think he's judging me. John Parr on Max FM. But maybe sometime if you feel the pain, Aggies and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant. 6:25 on Friday morning. A little bit of fog outside the Max FM studios this morning. It's a little cloudy out there. We will have a full look at your weather forecast in just moments. And some people will say, hey, Dave, what are you doing when you're not talking on the radio in the mornings? Well, I'm doing things like doing social media posts, not goofing off on Facebook, in case anyone's curious. Well, sometimes I'm goofing off on Facebook as well, but I was doing legit work on Facebook this morning, and so a lot of times I'm getting our big deal of the day up there, and so that's what I was doing this morning, making sure I had all the information out there. Our big deal of the day today is half off a $100 rental certificate to DNS Party Rentals. That certificate is just $50. You can shop local, save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Let's talk about DNS Party Tent Rentals. It's a family-run business based out of Wisconsin Dells. They have party tents and chairs, everything you need to set up for your outdoor event. They have it. This is a $100 certificate towards a tent, table, chair, or decor rental. Now, this deal is for today only. There's no code required. So if you want half off that $100 certificate towards tent, table, chair, or decor rental at DNS Tents, you just need to go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com, add that to your cart, and you'll be all set. So yes, that's what I'm doing. I was over on social media getting that information out there. And of course, then I'm going out and looking at the posts that we put out there for the Sauk County Fair. If you go out and look, you can see our handy dandy shower curtain that we had yesterday afternoon when the rain started, because we knew that there was no lightning with that portion of the storm, so we continued broadcasting, but we didn't want our equipment to get wet. So you can see the behind the scenes photo of what we were doing yesterday. It was kind of cool, and just having all the lights in the background and the shower curtain protecting all of our equipment, because we didn't want it getting wet. So yeah, that was kind of fun. And of course, we did have the Sauk County Fairest of the Fair Brook stop in yesterday afternoon, as well as our state fairest of the fair, Megan. So she was there with us as well. So you can see the behind the scene pictures of that. And of course, if you look closely, you can see Aaron Carreno talking outside as well. So that was kind of the funny behind the scenes photo of that. And I don't even remember who took that photo, because Rhonda and Aaron were outside. Oh, that's right. Megan, our state fairest of the fair, used my phone and took the selfie that way. So very well versed on that. And then you can also see something that was interesting. We autographed a can cooler. So yes, that was very interesting. Never have autographed a can cooler. Miss Wendy was with me and we enjoyed that as well. So yeah, you can go check out all the behind the scenes photos from the Sauk County Fair on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. You can see the videos that we did yesterday. If you want to see the custom built steps, those are out there as well. So yeah, we like having a little bit of fun out there. We do our Facebook Lives. Emily and I were goofing around during our first Facebook Live on Wednesday. She took my phone from me and was zooming around with it. I was a little twitchy because somebody else was doing the Facebook Live. So you can get a good chuckle out of that. That's some of the behind the scenes things that happen. So yeah, we're not just sitting around doing nothing in between when we're talking with all you. We are doing things like social media posts, other things. And of course, I have help in the studio this morning. I've got the dog with me in the studio, and he's kind of supervising. He's watching back at me, making sure I'm doing my job. He's watching out the window to see what's going on outside the window. We have a TV monitor on in here, and so we keep tabs on some of the other things going on in the area. So, yeah, he's watching everything like a hawk, so he's enjoying the time. He's got a nice, comfortable chair, trust me. He's got some great working conditions. He got all of his toys here. He's got snacks here. He looks very comfortable sitting in the chair. I'm surprised he's not falling asleep. He's just kind of hanging out watching everything, and now he's like, no, I'm not sleeping. Oh, he's hopping in another chair. So yeah, that's what's happening behind the scenes this morning. We thought we'd give you a little bit of a peek inside of what we're doing. So yeah, we don't just sit here, we're doing other things and just making sure that everything's ready to go for things that we do throughout the day. We look through kind of what we're talking about, and we're gonna have some fun this morning. I was looking through what we're gonna talk about. Emily and I are going to talk about a husband forgetting his wife at a gas station. That one is kind of crazy. I was looking at that story this morning, so we're going to talk about that. At 7:40, we're celebrating those celebrity birthdays. If you know anyone celebrating a local birthday or anniversary today, tomorrow, or Saturday, text those into us, 608-355-9970. Or you can text in via the free Civic Media app as well. And the funny part is you can also leave voice memos with the free Civic Media app. I had a little bit of fun with that yesterday in the Big Red Circus wagon. So that is something you can do with the free Civic Media app as well. And then this is interesting. Of course, it's National Friday. We'll be talking about that. We're going to talk about how many fries the average American eats at 8:10 this morning. You may be astounded by this. You may not be. I kind of got a chuckle out of it. I'm sure Emily and I'll have some opinions on that. So tune in at 8:10 for that. So shenanigans are afoot this morning. That's what's happening. A lot of fun things. And again, planning to broadcast live from the Sauk County Fair starting at 3 p.m. We'll be out there till 8 p.m. provided the weather cooperates with us. That's the big thing right now. So we're keeping tabs on that. We are actually watching the radar this morning. I do see some showers to our southwest this morning. Not sure if those are going to make it into the listening area for the first round of showers. A little bit of heavier activity actually in the Iowa area. We're going to have a full look at our weather forecast next and a look at our community calendar. That's brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. In addition to the Sauk County Fair, so many events going on throughout the area. Be sure to check out SaukCountyFair.com for all the details about each daily event and the grandstand show. Some of the other area events include Bagpipes in the Glen, the fundraiser at Durwood's Glen. This event will be held Saturday night, July 12th, 3 until 7 p.m. Join for music, bagpipers, food, and drinks. The entry fee is $20 per car. Parking is limited, so please carpool if possible. This is an outdoor event at Durwood's Glen. Don't forget to bring your blankets and the lawn chairs. Music will begin at 3:15, continue at 4:30, and then 5:45. Again, this is Saturday, July 12th. It's Bagpipes in the Glen, the fundraiser for Durwood's Glen. And the Baraboo Area Senior Citizens Organization is going to be hosting a Brat Fry. This is going to be on Saturday, July 12th in Reedsburg from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Viking Village BP. Brats, hot dogs, burgers, and so much more. Credit cards are accepted. Again, this will run from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. in Reedsburg at the Viking Village BP. It's a Baraboo Area Senior Citizen Organization Brat Sale. All the details about the organization and the Brat Fry can be found at booseniors.org.
Fireside Cabins wants you to enjoy the Sauk County Fair. Coming soon, Baraboo's newest place to unwind, Fireside Cabins Wine and Beer Bar. Watch their social media for details and opening hours of the bar and see progress on their cabins. Go to firesidecabinswi.com.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said!
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Shoot over to Baraboo's premier indoor shooting range, Dez Tactical. Mention this ad and receive 30 minutes free range time. Check out their membership and training programs. Dez is closed Monday and Tuesdays. Offer valid only through July 11th. So shoot over to Dez.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Our high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, thunderstorms, some locally heavy rain. Our low 68 tomorrow. Scattered showers, thundershowers early, clearing in the afternoon with a high right around 82. Does your potty need a remodel? Get the bathroom of your dreams for only $99 a month interest free at BCI Bath and Shower. Call today 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Connected to our community like no one else.
We are your hometown station.
99.7 Max FM.
Pure like snowflakes.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave. Here is Cher, If I Could Turn Back Time, on Max FM.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that'll hurt you, and you'd stay. I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you. I didn't want to see you go. I know I made you cry, but baby, and drove it deep in my heart. You walked out that door, I swore that I didn't care, but I lost everything, darling, there and there. Too strong to tell you I was sorry, too proud to tell you I was wrong. I know. I didn't want to see you go. I know I made you cry, but
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Brandt. It is 6:42 on Friday morning. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. This morning, patchy fog will be in the listening area, mostly cloudy, with a chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms, a high of 80 degrees. Tonight, shower and thunderstorms continue with the low of 68. On Saturday, a chance of morning showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny, a high of 82. On Sunday, sunny with a high of 83. Currently, we do have a little bit of fog outside the Max FM studios, and it's 66 degrees. Yes, we are keeping tabs on the weather for this evening as we're planning to broadcast live at Sauk County Fairgrounds, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the Big Red Circus Wagon to the left of the Washington Avenue entrance. Been looking at the models and all of the fun stuff that goes into our weather side of things. And right now, it's looking like the most heaviest of those storms will remain south of the Max FM listening area, kind of in the Madison area and south into the east. So we will continue to monitor that. We probably will see some showers come through the area as well. So we'll continue to monitor. Our plan is to broadcast live from the fairgrounds. If for some reason we do have heavier rain or a lightning, we'll be broadcasting from the studio. So either way, live broadcast 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. tonight. That is our plan. And we look forward to it. We're going to be giving away fantastic prizes as well. As a reminder, come up to the Big Red Circus Wagon, show us you have that Civic Media app installed, and we will give you Max FM swag. Also, we're giving away tickets to see the Red Hot Chili Pipers at the Crystal Grand Music Theater in Lake Delton. We'll tell you all about that around 3 p.m., as well as a chance to get tickets to see Sneaky Pete's at the Legacy Dinner Theater. So, yes, giveaways, Max FM swag, fair time, love it. Now, let's talk about what's going on at the Sauk County Fair. For the full lineup of events, you can go to saukcountyfair.com. The commercial building opens at 10 a.m. today. That goes until 9 p.m. They're also going to have, like, milk tent recipes, so you can keep moving along and be a mini mobile ambassador for dairy products. At 11 a.m., you'll be Sauk County Fair story time on the Fame stage. Also, they'll have live fair exhibits and dairy gift basket auctions in Progress Hall. The Junior Dairy Show in Progress Hall will also be occurring. Robotics competition on the 4-H Fame stage. That's pretty cool. The carnival opens at 4 p.m. That goes until 11 p.m. So you can get your wristbands. There's an area to walk through that's kind of a fenced area that you can walk through to get to your wristbands. Again, that's 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. That was the most popular question we had. At 3 p.m. is the Sauk County Sheriff's Canines at the Fame stage. So if we're out there, may try to sneak over and see that. No, I'm not getting chased by the canine. Who am I kidding? I'm not even running, let's put it this way. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., they'll be doing the bats at the 4-H Pavilion Badger area. You can build a birdhouse or a toolbox as well. That looks pretty cool. This is also pretty cool. 5 p.m. on the Fame stage, Sauk County Historic Museum. Take flight at the fair. The first plane comes to Sauk County. The Sauk County Historical Society will be talking about that. So if you missed that earlier this week, they're back at 5 p.m. Junior Exotic Show in Progress Hall, including costume contest at 6 p.m. Then at 6:30 p.m., it is the main event, the Badger State Tractor and Truck Pull in the grandstand. So that's at 6:30 p.m. Also at 7 p.m., the Bearwood Children's Museum will be on the Fame stage. Always a fun time. Then this is going to be cool. 9:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m., it's PTO and the Cattlemen live band at the Litcher Pavilion. No cover charge. So, yes, that'll be a blast. As a reminder, if you're out there having fun, please do so responsibly. Make sure you have a safe ride home. Bar Buddies will be running from 6 p.m. tonight till bar time. So, yes, Bar Buddies will be up and running 6 p.m. to bar time. I'm not exactly sure what bar time is anymore, but I know I won't be up that late, but I know some people will be. So, please consider that as a safe ride alternative to get yourself safely home. That is such a great thing to have in our area. We thank Bar Buddies for running tonight. So, yes, go check out all the fun events, saukcountyfair.com. And let me tell you, some great food out there as well. We got to sample a lot of things. I did get ice cream last night, so I was a very happy guy. So I was very thankful for Wendy being out there last night. She did a lot of the running. I do want to take a moment and say thank you to Rhonda. She is our salesperson. She helped get the booth up and going yesterday. We had her on air with us as well. And then Aaron Krenel made an appearance out there. He got in through the rain, so we appreciated him. And then Wendy was broadcasting live. So, yes, we had her out there. So the plan of events today, broadcasting live, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. Rhonda will be with me to start. Wendy will join me right around 5 o'clock, and then we'll conclude our broadcast at 8 p.m. I'm going to go to bed, and then Wendy's working until midnight tonight. She's filling in for Mace. So Aaron and Mace are off today, but don't worry. It's in good hands. We have everything under control. We know how to push the buttons. Well, I know how to push buttons anyway, which just ask my wife. She'll tell ya. Coming up, our 15-minute music hour continues with Michael Jackson on Max FM.
Big deals.
Today's big deal of the day, D&S Party Tent Rentals. Create your ideal event with the perfect tent, tables, chairs, lighting, dance floors, and decor for your backyard wedding or party this summer. Your guests will be comfortable and protected from the elements with a tent from the expert team at D&S Party Tent Rentals. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com right now and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair.
Yeah, he's to the boys back home drinking Duro beers on a Friday.
Summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaukCountyFair.com.
The Iowa Waste Reduction Center will be hosting a free composting workshop on Friday, August 8th from 2 to 5 at the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library in Baraboo. Come and get your hands dirty while learning how to make and use compost. Visit iwrc.uni.edu for information.
After you enjoy seeing all the Sauk County Fair animals, how would you like to add some adorable goats, sweet ponies, or a sassy donkey to your next party? T&B Mini Acres brings the Penning Zoo to you. Call 608-405-2879 to find out more.
Read all about it at Main Street Books. This downtown Reedsburg gem is celebrating 17 years of providing the best in used books to the community. Main Street Books is open weekdays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays 9 to 4. They are closed on Sundays and holidays. Make an appointment to bring in your used books for store credit and share your love of reading. The bargain cart is always available to help you support local causes with your cash donations. Main Street Books, keeping the read in Reedsburg one used book at a time.
99.7 Max FM.
I said you
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Your hometown station.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump visiting Texas today to assess damage from the catastrophic flooding that killed 121 people. More than 160 are still listed as unaccounted for. A federal judge in New Hampshire issuing a ruling prohibiting President Trump's order ending birthright citizenship by certifying a class action suit on behalf of all children who will be affected. ABC's Devin Dwyer.
Predictably, they're saying, here we go again. Another district court judge has gone off his rocker. He is violating the spirit of the Supreme Court's decision. And so all eyes are going to be back on the Supreme Court, probably in a matter of weeks, that this will make its way back up to the justices again, at least in an emergency basis. And they'll be asked to weigh in on what this New Hampshire judge did is a class action.
Brazil's current president says he will impose retaliatory tariffs if President Trump follows through on 50% tariffs over Brazil's criminal trial against Trump ally Jair Bolsonaro. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents approves a tuition increase. The roughly 5% increase amounts to $500 or less per campus for in-state undergraduates and starts this fall. It comes after the state budget deal included a $256 million increase in funding for the UW system. March trial dates have been set in a Douglas County homicide. 31-year-old Aaron Donald Johnson is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and related counts in the October 2024 shooting death of 41-year-old Derek Walczak of Duluth. The victim's body was found in a garage in Superior. Flags fly at half-staff across the state today in honor of Milwaukee Police Officer Kendall Corder. Corder was responding to a shots fired call in Milwaukee when he was shot and killed. Governor Tony Evers previously ordered flags to half